Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for listening and happy Friday. We're off to a bit of a rocky start, but look, it's radio. You know, everyone will be fine. And we're going to get through it. And it's and Bryn is going to just step up and make this the most stellar day of all. Aren't you, Bryn? Okay. Right. Time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. The Fremont Bank Foundation has committed over $1 million to COVID-19 relief in the Bay Area. Check out all they're doing for their community at FremontBank.com. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. All right, here's what's happening. So one of the headlines in the paper today is about Stanford and, you know, their big time school and, you know, how are they going to handle it as all people who have kids of any age are dealing with back to school. How's it going to go? What's going to happen? Stanford had been planning to allow some students into the dorms, but it looks like they've decided to scrap that plan. It's weird because we're really close to school starting, and they're saying they're a month away, but and I've heard so many different ways of handling this. Some people have tried, or some schools are considering trying to cram more learning in and let kids out of school earlier, like for Christmas, you know, like stop early. So I don't know how that's going to play. And then they're even talking about how they might be able to let sports continue or start then. If they can get the students out of there, they can keep the student athletes around in quarantine. And let, so there's so many things in motion right now. It's really hard to have any kind of comprehensive conversation because every area and every different level of school is dealing differently.
You're absolutely right.
Most people are looking at the very least, beginning school with remote learning. And that's where we're at for sure. And I don't, I know my buddy said his daughter just is starting Arizona State. And he said she leaves tomorrow or like next week.
She's going. She's going to go.
They're going. They're opening the dorms. I think they're going to have some kind of quarantine time. So there'll be a period where they're staying in their places. I'm not sure.
College kids totally stick with those kind of rules, too.
I know. I was completely floored by the fact that he's, you know, that she's going. But, you know, this also, we've had this discussion as well. If you don't go and you lose your spot and you're going to say, oh, I'll take a gap year. What? Doing what? Sitting at home?
Right.
Why?
This is not the year to take a gap year, like, for sure. This is the year to go get some school done.
Right.
And by go get it done, I mean go in your room and get it done. You know, it's really tough. And I think because it happened early in the year, or I should say late in the school year last year, everyone sort of went, it's only till the end of the year. It's only till the end of, we'll figure this out. And now we're looking at the right into a full school year, and there are no answers.
No.
This is a massive scramble, and it's just crazy.
Right. So the reason Stanford makes the news is here they were planning to have students come back. They announced it yesterday that the campus will be shut down to most students after all. And so, you know, here you are making one plan, now you're making another. Yikes.
That's... Meanwhile, the kid's like, I just want to get away from my parents. I don't care where I go. I could go, I could learn in the woods.
Yeah,
do some distance learning in a tent.
I don't know what to say about that, but I know that that's, so that's, you know, Stanford's changed course, and I, all I can say is I feel you if you're out there and you're tripping on this back to school thing. So are we.
Yeah.
But we're going to do it from our rec room, at least for the beginning of the school year. I wanted to mention this because it came in under the sort of some nerd news stuff that I get.
Oh.
But I thought this was amazing, and I haven't had a chance to try it. And maybe we can try it during the break. Google has something called a Google Lens app. So you get this Google Lens app, and there's a new feature that will allow you to point your camera at a complicated math problem, and it'll solve them for you. So what is this for? Is this for
this
college
is for
students?
High school. Right.
Well, this is for parents who have to help their kids and can't. Like, I mean, I'm sure the kids will also use it for, you know, crime or whatever.
Yes, of course. But, I'm sure there'll be some.
But I thought, oh, my God, I could totally use that. I really could. I mean, I not yet. We're in first grade math. But when that comes, when the math comes that I'm like, oh, honey, dad didn't pay attention at this point. At this point, yeah. Dad liked girls. And that took over his whole life.
And you'll be surprised how early that happens. Like, you'll get into, like, third and fourth grade math and go, oh, wait, hold on. I'm not sure I remember. No, I'm not kidding.
I'm not. Believe me, I know that. I threw in the towel on math way too soon. Trust me on that. So I was like, I've missed too much. I don't know where we are or how I'll ever
catch up. I can never catch up. I got to go.
I give. So anyway, Google Lens sounds like it has a neat application, which may save some parents. And
I'm looking at, I just Googled it on surprise. Google has all kinds of information on their Google Lens. They're talking about not only will it help you, will it solve a math problem for you? It will show you how to solve it. Apparently it offers guides to help students. It is amazing.
It's amazing.
I know.
Anyway, Google Lens, there you go. Science.
I'm sure there's a lot more to it. They're you know, you can explore the whole world around you. It's not just for math problems. I'll look into that. That's neat.
All right. Guess tomorrow's National Relaxation Day.
Oh, really? Is it?
I don't. Is that, you know what the first thing occurred to me when I saw that was, is that the reason we did pajama day at the Fairmont?
No, that was lazy day or something.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't it?
I don't know.
Too lazy to get out of your pajamas?
I'm not sure.
I thought it was the llama thing. Like, pajama llama was a thing.
No. This was 10 years ago. The pajama llama thing. The llama craze is recent, in my humble opinion. Maybe other people have been crazed for llamas forever, but... Yeah, so just make sure you try and relax tomorrow. And actually, it's not a bad idea because it's going to be stiflingly hot this weekend.
Right. So here are some things they say will help you relax. Get a houseplant. They say that,
is that
it
relaxing?
Lowers your stress levels and can improve the quality of your air. They say eat a banana or some citrus or a dark chocolate.
Oh. Ooh.
That will also help you relax. Potassium in bananas helps your body regulate blood pressure. Vitamin C in citrus helps. Okay, so anyway, have an orange or a dark chocolate or a banana. Drink green tea sweetened with honey. Mow the lawn. The chemicals released from freshly cut grass, the smell, makes people feel happy and relaxed. So there's something you can do early, because otherwise you're not going to want to cut the lawn in 100 degree temps.
No, but it will be nice to check that off your list. Certainly, the lawn can hang over a person's head.
And give yourself a hand massage.
Oh, wow.
You spend all day. Well, get someone to do it for you. That's the way to
go. No, you could do that for yourself. No problem.
All right.
Oh, wait. They're saying get your actual hands massaged. That's what you're saying.
What?
I thought you said give yourself a hand massage. I thought use your hand.
No, give yourself a hand massage. Rub your hands out. Jeez, You perv. Why are you always in the gutter, Clarky?
Jeez, Vinny, I don't know. It must be the people I hang around with.
It must be.
What a bunch of gutter snipes. Well, I'm giving myself a hand massage right now. Why is your camera not on? I can't tell if you're hand massaging or not.
Why isn't my camera on? Did you turn me off?
No, I think it's never been on. It hasn't been on yet. There we go. Sorry, hey, Vinny, the first time I see you all morning. God, you look handsome.
So when he brought me into the meeting, I didn't turn it on?
I guess not.
All right.
Nice to know you don't look at us, though. Jeez.
Well, I'm trying to, I'm reporting here.
Yeah.
You know.
Well,
by the way.
All last break, too. I don't know.
Hey, Bryn, you said, according to my sheet here, Scott Budman's calling in next news break?
Yes.
So something big happened with Fortnite, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay,
they're
cool. I'm
under fire right now.
I had no idea that anything happened to Fortnite. So.
Well, we don't play Fortnite. You know, you got to read a story about that to know about that, right?
Right.
But I'm sure,
yeah.
I'm sure, Bryn, don't you play Fortnite all the time?
I play the, it's a different brand. It's another game. It's just like it, though.
Oh.
It's not the same one.
So yours is fine. Everybody who plays Fortnite, though, is screwed.
Yes.
All right.
Apparently.
Right. They're taking a stand. Good for them. Good for the little guy. Fortnite, the biggest game of all time. Take a stand.
This 19-year-old guy in Canada was wasted the other night ago.
Oh, sorry about it.
This is funny. It says...
Did he go
was
crazy
running
or
from
he...
the cops on Saturday, and I just had to laugh. Like, that's such a young person thing. Yeah. Well, you know, to just be wasted and you see police and you just run for it. Like, what the hell? Why are you?
I better get out of here, eh? Oh boy, I'm gonna. Luckily, I'm kind of a mountain man, so I got some stamina. Stop chasing
Jesus.
Me! Stop it.
Anyway, on Saturday, someone called the cops on him for, quote, causing a disturbance, which drunk people at 5 in the morning have a tendency to do. When the cops showed up, the guy took off running, and then he hopped in the backseat of a cab and said, quote, take me to 17th Street, bro.
Oh.
The problem was it wasn't a taxi. The guy just jumped into an unmarked cop car. So instead of taking him to 17th Street, they took him to a holding cell until he sobered up. So they truly did just start driving away.
Yeah.
And he
we'll take you right down to 17th Street. Here we go. You're the worst cab driver ever, eh?
Right. So they ended up holding him over until he sobered up, and they released him without charges because I don't
he
think
didn't,
that...
He, you know, other than running away, I guess.
Right.
Isn't that bad enough? I mean, it seems like people get in a lot of trouble for running away from the cops. Like, why are you running for? Oh, I don't know. I just felt like running.
Well, you don't want no trouble. I guess that's it. But, you know, getting caught running is... There's your trouble. So...
Yeah. Don't run. Seems like that's just, you know, I don't know. Lay down on the ground. It seems dangerous to run from cops.
Well, just, you know, when I don't know what his story is, but we used to go to lots of house parties when we were young. So when a house party gets busted, you run for it. I don't know. I don't know why. It is, you know, you just don't want to be one of the people who gets caught with someone who's got some. You know, one of the problems with the house party is you don't always know everyone and you don't always know what everyone's carrying. So someone might have some kind of hard drug that they're not sharing, but if you're caught next to that guy, you're like, wait a minute, I am not part of that cokehead thing. I don't know.
Oh, sorry, officer, that's mine. He's not with me, I swear. It's don't, you know, get him and everything, but not for this.
No,
this is all me.
Thank you. Anyway, our text number is... You cokeheads. I want nothing to do with you.
Oh, God. Cokeheads. They never shut up.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. If I haven't already said that, here we go. We love Bryn. Stop giving him a hard time for sleeping in, Sarah, says 408.
Oh, stop it. He had to know he was going to get a hard time today. We've had a lovely conversation off air. Don't worry. Besides all the crap he gives me on the air. Come on.
707 says, don't worry, Sarah. I thought the same thing with the hand massage. LOL.
Yeah. The ye old hand massage. I'm like, oh, I know what that is. Turns out I didn't. It's actually just rub your hands.
Right.
Which, by the way, I did, and it actually felt pretty good. I couldn't stop.
Yeah, well, they say a lot of us are using keyboards even more now than ever, and that's one way to sort of relax your hands. And I don't know, maybe you'll be able to do more work if you stop in the middle and massage yourself.
I like stretching my fingers out. This feels good.
Yeah. That's nice. Let's see. I work for a private college in San Jose, and we have on-campus housing. We have several students who are choosing to either stay in housing or move into
apartments.
Sorry, I lost this one.
Basement.
I will put that piece that one together and read it to you when we're back after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.